head of the delegation. Dear Chairwoman, Honorable Assistants, the right to health is one of the fundamental human rights. In achieving this goal, the Republic of Moldova continues to be focused on ensuring universal health coverage, which includes the full spectrum of essential quality health services, moving forward from health promotion to health prevention, treatment, rehabilitation, palliative care across the life course. This principle is being implemented, including during COVID-19 pandemic. Thus, the government of the Republic of Moldova has put a lot of effort to maintain dual track focus and respecting the right to health. One, addressing the challenges associated with COVID-19, and two, ensuring the provision of essential health services. Protection and the health of both medical staff and population were ensured through a comprehensive approach, including implementing of non-pharmaceutical intervention against COVID-19, ensuring treatment and rehabilitation services, extensive access to COVID-19 vaccines and information campaign. The continuity of essential health services provision is included in National COVID-19 Preparedness and Response Plan and is placed on the agenda of the government program. During the reporting period, the government of Moldova remains focusing on assuring the access of population to essential medicines, vaccines, diagnosis. Continuity of sustainability of national health programs in contracting TB, HIV, and sexual transmissible infections and hepatitis throughout integrated health services, bringing quality mental health services closer to the population. The non-communicable diseases and health determinants, including alcohol, tobacco, and diet throughout the course of the life, have been addressed through promotion of health and well-being with a strong community engagement. The Republic of Moldova has made a good progress in preventive cervical cancer. This includes implementing a cervical screening program, building the capacity of healthcare providers, developing clinical protocols in line with the international standards, and equipping the laboratories with the to improve the accuracy of diagnosis. Improvements have been made in realizing the sexual and reproductive rights of girls and women with disabilities. At the same time, a number of obstacles require additional effort and attention. Not all facilities have provided sexual and reproductive health services are physically accessible, and often the lack of the gynecological examination rooms and of the equipment adapted to the needs of women with disabilities, particularly of those with locomotor disabilities. All these aspects are addressed, including stigma issue, are addressed in new national program for the period 2018-22. In conclusion, the Republic of Moldova is committed to continue the strategic, systemic, and multifactorial approach towards respecting, protecting, fulfilling the right of health of its population. Thank you.